What do you get when a Jacksonville CEO, fashion designer, and literary publisher walk into a bar? A runway show titled Contrast. Designer Bobby Kay was born and raised in Jacksonville. His show Friday was a collaboration with Perversion Magazine creative director Carl Rosen and businessman Steve Williams.
Like, the thing about Jacksonville is that everybody here has been able to give me, I've been able to connect with people like Carl and Steve Williams, who are open-minded and ready to see that next level for Jacksonville and give me that conduit.
His show is inside the former Fuel Coffee House on Park Street. The venue shut down in 2009 and remained vacant until artist and CEO of Harbinger Sign Company, Steve Williams, purchased the building in February. Williams is still deciding what will go in the space permanently, but in the meantime, he says, collaborations like the Runway Show are what Jacksonville needs.
I mean, you know, our story is very trapped, and if we tell a new story, if we tell our real story, then Jacksonville can become what it should be.
Showgoer Meredith O'Malley Johnson says the show feels like something you'd find in New York City.
Tonight felt like the Jacksonville we should have, where there should be these kind of events every weekend going on and the art community getting together and celebrating the great creation.
Perversion co-owner Carl Rosen says he feels the same energy.
Everyone here has like something that they bring to the table. And honestly, like, you could probably talk to the person next to you and end up starting this passion project. That would be amazing. And that, like, that exists in the city. So the fact is, like, you never know who you're talking to. You never know who's going to inspire you and who you can inspire.
Rosen says when he met Bobby, he knew immediately they shared a perspective outside the mainstream market, one that could change the culture in Jacksonville.
I just fell in love with the city, and it's been amazing to me. So I just see a lot of potential here, and I like the idea of being one of the people to kind of, I don't know, be a part of changing it for the better.
The latest issue of Perversion, featuring Bobby's collection, can be found on the magazine's website, perversionmag.com, and at coffee houses around Jacksonville. Shannon LaDuke, WJCT News.